it says building or part of a building for storing grain. Now, we don't have any kind of grain.
Except a hayloft.
Yeah.
There would be some lofts in the barns.
Yeah, but in other words, we don't have a place to store wheat. In fact, I don't think anybody does. Never heard of it. Now, the haystack we were talking about out there in the field, do you ever call anything besides?
No, I don't know of anything else to call it.
Well, now, as far as the shape down here, is in a particular shape of a haystack, you know, it's characteristic of the area.
I never noticed that.
I never paid attention
much.
Either.
It looks to me wigwam shaped.
Yeah, that's. But now, see, sometimes they're like this, and sometimes they make them on sort of like a rack, you know. They put three poles together, and they pile it that way. I don't know how they do it, but. Yeah, they call that a barrack or something like that, a hay barrack. Or,
I didn't
it says
know.
Four poles in with a slag roof. I never heard of that. Or a rick or a hay cap. Some of this stuff I think they made up out of whole cloth. Okay, in the field at haying time, well, it's the same sort of thing. In other words, they're saying at haying time you might make a temporary haystack, and then you carry it to the barn and all that. Okay, then the place for horses to stay.
Would still be the old stable.
Yeah, and then the place for cows that you milk.
The dairy.
Yeah, now, the particular little place you go in, you know, you lead them in the place.
The stall?
I guess they said a milk gap. I never heard of that.
Never heard of that either.
But, anyhow, dairy, they said a place for milk. Is a dairy only a place for milk or butter, or is it a type of a farm? Or
It would be a farm. We sometimes say dairy farm, but you go out to the dairy.
Yeah.
And we mean the whole farm.
Well, now, a place where you keep pigs or hogs.
A pig pen.
And do you have, like, a particular shelter for them? Is that just where do they eat, or?
I don't know.
Well, I don't either. Pig pen, and I guess, I just don't know what you call the thing. But yeah, I know Grandma used to slop the pigs, she'd call it.
Well,
that
you slop yeah, but that's what terrible. You're doing. You're feeding it slop.
Drop, I guess.
I don't know.
I never heard anything else. Okay, let's see. What do you call the place where the cows and the sheep graze?
The pasture.
Yeah. And then we already said barnyard for the place around the barn. Okay, now we're talking about the trees themselves. And notice, like those.
Those are autumn trees. And oak, maple, I suppose.
Yeah,
those
that's
particular
probably sugar
ones
maple.
Are,
I think I got that out of that Vermont.
Maple and the cherry tree.
And what are the different kinds of maple? Do you know of any different kinds?
Red and sugar and that's all I know of.
Yeah, they say hard maple or rock maple. I don't know what the difference is.
I don't know anything about that.
Well, now,
pine. Can we talk about pine?
Well, now, that in a minute they ask what trees are native to your area. And so
pine trees and pecan trees and loquat
trees. Yeah, now that's we have a few of those at home, but not too many. In fact, I had one at my front yard on Piedmont when I moved. I had to, my Cub Scouts gave it to me. I love that tree. Made beautiful arrangements.
It does. Those deep green. Then we have crepe myrtle.
Yeah.
And
of course, different
magnolia.
Kinds of oaks. Yeah, the magnolia.
Water oaks. Talking today. Oak leaves have potash in them, which I did not know.
Yeah.
Pecan leaves do not.
Oh, I didn't know pecan leaves did. I didn't know oak leaves did because
pecan leaves do not help your flowers. Then we have slash pine, longleaf pine. Sometimes they call it loblolly pine, black pine, gum.
And sycamore trees, y'all have some of those, don't you?
Yes, but unfortunately they cut down a lot of the sycamore trees, and I'm beginning to advocate planting them back because they grow fast.
And they're so pretty, that white.
They are, but they do make a mess, and that seems to be...
That's the thing nobody likes.